This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for December 21st. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. It says there, "We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world." End of quote. The people who never heard of or familiar with the word propitiation are not uncommon. Propitiation brings in the idea of satisfaction or appeasement toward God. In other words, propitiation basically means appeasing or satisfying the wrath of an offended party. God was the offended party because people disobeyed his commandments. By living an unholy, immoral, unethical life, unthankful, disobedient, rebellious, and stubborn lives, all of Adam's posterity offended God. People live on this earth, which was created by God, and then turn around and dishonor him. People breathe the free air God gives and raise their fist against God. They live in the flesh that God formed and question God and his moral laws. In addition, there is no thankfulness or gratitude toward God after enjoying his favor each and every day, every moment of our life. The air, sunshine, rain, food, and countless other blessings. When God looks from heaven, the Bible says he does not see even one person who does good on a continuous basis. Bible says in Romans 3:10-12, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is none who does good, there is not even one. End of quote. God is truly offended by human beings' actions, behaviors, and ingratitude. How can a mortal man appease or satisfy God who is fully holy and eternal? In the end, the satisfaction or appeasement factors are not to be determined by the offender, but by the offendee. God has provided the only one way his wrath toward the offenders, people, can be satisfied or appeased. By this one way, God instituted the offender or sinner can be reconciled back to him. This is the idea of propitiation or satisfaction. Our today's Bible insight says, "We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world." End of quote. Jesus himself is the satisfaction or appeasement for all of our sins and wrongdoings. Not just for us called Christians, but Jesus Christ is the only satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, period. Due to the fact that all God's wrath and anger toward our sins and wrongdoings fell on Jesus on that cruel cross, and Jesus willingly and voluntarily carried it all in his body, you and I can escape from God's anger or wrath. We are wrath-free, anger-free in the sight of God. God has done what he could never do for yourself. You and I did not deserve it, however, he did it for us. Bible says, "But to all who believed him and accepted him," Jesus, "God gave the right to become the children of God." They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. End of quote. John chapter 1, 12-13. By believing and accepting Jesus as your Savior and Lord, beloved, you are passed from death to life, from the fear of God's wrath to his choicest blessings, here on this earth and forever throughout the eternity. No need to fear God, because God had placed all his wrath on his Son to save you, to rescue you. God loves to save you and make you his own child. So do not be afraid. Come to him, and he will crown with his divine love and tender mercies on you. Beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe you placed all my sins and wrongdoings on your Son, Jesus Christ. I know you put all your wrath on Jesus to save me. Lord, I love you. I thank you. I believe Jesus died and rose again in my place and paid for all of my sins. I accept Christ as my Savior and Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.